Freak Nation, he is back. Lucas Oil Studios, Greg Anderson, 1,796 Pro Stock wins, 15-time Pro Stock champion. No, I digress. One of the greatest Pro Stock drivers in the history of mankind, Greg Anderson, goes out and wins the Nationals in Phoenix. And did you feel pressure, Greg Anderson, being part of the Rick Hendrick, Hendrick Motorsports? They go out and win one, they go 1-2-3 in Martinsville. Did you get a phone call saying you better go out and beat your teammate, Dallas Glenn?
I turned my phone off. I sat in my lounge as I was tuning my car for the next round, and I watched the finish of that race on TV.
Right.
And I told myself, you know what? If you can't sack up and get out there and get the job done, just don't even leave the trailer, because you have nothing but to lose right now. If you don't get this done, they'll probably never talk to me again. I mean, good God, they're crushing everybody. They're absolutely having a great year. Their 40th anniversary, they're having a great year.
Right.
Crushing everybody. I haven't got it done yet this year. So I'm telling you, that gave me a lot of motivation. I went out there and beat Jed Coughlin right after that, which obviously is a he-man chore. We've certainly raced a million times before. The man's great. He does a great job behind the wheel, and he's got great power. And got it done, and had a cool matchup with my teammate Dallas Glenn in the final. So we really couldn't lose, but I still had to win, because guess what? I was the weak link in the chain of the Hendrick chain if I didn't get it done. So thank the Lord, we got her done. Yeah. Had a great day at the office, as they say, and hopefully at least the contract could go on a little farther.
Hey, Greg Anderson, again, the winner from Phoenix Pro Stock Class, NHRA, joining us here in the Freak Nation, Lucas Oil Studios, Freak Radio Network, and on MAV TV. I'm kind of making light of it, but was there any conversation with your teammate, Dallas Glenn, that I've got to go win this damn thing in order for us to keep some Hendrick money flowing in?
There wasn't, and we don't do that. And I don't know if that's stupidity on my part or what, but we always go out and race and let the best man win. And why would I think that way? Why at my age would I think that I can go out there and whip Dallas Glenn's ass? He's 25, 30 years old. He's on top of his game. He's got a great race car. Why would I think in my crazy mind that I could go out there and whip his ass? But guess what? It happened. So Dallas won't forget it for a while. He had a great weekend, too. He won yesterday. He won the final of the Pomona race, which was obviously hailed out, and we had to finish it here. So he had a dream weekend going. He damn near doubled up, but we split. He got one. I got one. Great weekend for KV Titan, and we're going up to Vegas. I'm going to try four wide racing next week, so it just gets crazier again. But at least we got a little momentum going, so we're all feeling pretty good right now.
You just mentioned you're going to Vegas this coming up weekend. Wait a minute. I was hoping you would get a chance to go back to the Carolinas, well, maybe celebrate with William Byron, but that ain't happening.
Well, let me tell you what's going to happen this week, Crash. I'm usually so crazy. I run back as soon as I can to my shop, and I put every hour I can. I'm a workaholic. I'm an idiot. I never take a break, but I am actually going to Glamis to play in the sand dunes for 2-3 days between now and Vegas. I'm not going home. I'm going to take some actual personal time and hope to God I show up without a neck brace on my neck after playing in the sand, because it's a tricky place. It's a fun place, but it's dangerous. But I'm going to have some fun. So, yes, that's my week.
Who came up with this idea? Was it you basically saying, I'm done working, I'm going to finally take some time off? Or was it your wife? Or was it somebody else pushing you saying, get away from us?
It definitely wasn't my wife. I have some buddies from Minnesota where I grew up, where they go every year. They found this new toy, we used to go to Yellowstone snowmobiling every year. So they've traded into Yellowstone snowmobiling for the summertime sand. And it's just as much fun. It's just as crazy. And we have a great time. So they convinced me a year ago to do it. So this will be my second year going. And I look forward to it. It's a boys' trip, and we're going to have a blast. But no, I definitely probably did not get pushed by my wife. I went last year. I took my son, and the poor guy, he made it 5 minutes out there, and he went off a 20-foot cliff and stuffed her straight in the ground. And I thought that was the end of him. So it's a crazy place. It's a fun place, but it's crazy, and a lot of stuff can happen. So hopefully I'm not overcome by stupidity this time, and I get out of there alive, and I can go to Vegas and try and race again.
So Greg Anderson, winner of the NHRA Pro Stock in, where were you today?
Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix.
Phoenix, Arizona.
In Phoenix. who's going to brag more? Your buddies because they got Greg Anderson to go to the dunes, or you because you took the time off to go with your buddies?
I don't know, but it's going to be a good week, buddy. We're going to have a good time, and I absolutely do not do that often enough. I'm guilty of that, and thank you to them. Thank you to my wife for letting me go, and I'm going to have a great week, and I'm going to come to Vegas with a smile on my face. I'll be smiling all week. And I'm hoping to have a good week at Vegas, too. So
life is there going right to now, be buddy. HendrickCars.com plastered all over that sand dunes rail, or is it a sponsor-free zone?
I think that we better keep anybody like that's name off it, because there's no telling what kind of trouble we get in out there. Have you ever been there? Any of you guys ever been there? It's beyond belief. It absolutely is beyond belief. When I went there the first time, I thought, where in the world am I? This is not... can't be in the United States. It's the craziest place you've ever seen in your life. There's dunes that are hundreds of feet tall, one after the other after the other. And it's so cool. It's so much fun. But don't get me wrong, it's tricky. It's dangerous. I claim to know what I'm doing with this drag car. I haven't got a damn clue in this dune buggy. Not a clue. So, yeah, I'm out of my element, and I probably shouldn't even do it. But, you know, sometimes you just got to do stuff like that. You got to get out of your comfort zone and go have fun. And that's what I'm going to do.
So what's more fun, clutch dust in the boogers or sand?
Well, probably 360 days a year, it's more fun getting clutch dust. But these 4 or 5 days, I'm going to enjoy the hell out of the sand.
Hey, Greg Anderson, winner from Phoenix, pro stock pilot, 5-time champion, 104 wins, I believe it is at this point. Anderson, quickly, it was, again, Rick Hendrick, 40 years in NASCAR, 1, 2, 3 at Martinsville. You get the win. Share with us a drag racing. What's the benefits of having him involved in drag racing? And with you personally, what has he meant to your team?
Well, it means the world. And I almost am in disbelief every day that I stand back from my car and look at that sign on the side of my race car, just to wear that brand and to have the relationship that I have with him and some of the important people that work at that organization and what they've done for me. It's I'm a lucky man. It's absolutely been an incredible ride these last 2-3 years. I love every minute of it. I'm so proud of the job they do, and I'm so happy for how they are so willing to help me out with our race team. They've opened their doors to us. It's absolutely been a fantastic relationship. I'm a lucky man, and it's the coolest outfit I've ever been associated with, without a doubt. And I can't even imagine, you know, my life right now without them. They've saved me, and we're having a ball with it. We're having an absolute ball with it.
So how much technology do you actually use? I remember when you first started dabbling in the NASCAR stuff, the sides of your car and pro stock looked very different than everybody else's car. So can I put out there that Greg Anderson is using the shake tables at Hendrick to get his Camaro sorted, shaked out?
Absolutely. It just is what it is. They're a great group over there. They have so much knowledge. They have so much technology. They do so many things that we as drag racers can't seem to get to. You know, obviously the budget's bigger over there. So they've gone down many of these roads that we've just dreamed of going down before. So just to be able to tie into that knowledge and the things they've gone through and the experience they've got has been absolutely a tremendous help to this race team. And I can't thank them enough. Now, I wish the world didn't know that, because it's obviously something you'd like to keep to yourself as a secret, but it's the truth. They're fantastic. And as I say, they've opened the doors to us and our race team. They're getting a kick out of it. They love, you know, messing with something different. I love being involved with them. It's been a great relationship. It's been a win-win, I think, for both of us. And we're having a ball with it. So I couldn't be prouder. I couldn't be happier to look at that brand on the side of the car and know that I'm wearing it. But if you don't win, guess what? It don't work. The man likes to win. Rick Hendrick loves to win. That's why he does this. He doesn't do it to go show or place. He does it to win. So a day like today, if I didn't get the job done, never know how much longer this relationship would go on. You gotta pull your weight.